Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 97-1. So, rightfully so, we have all been Lions crazed, NFL crazed, and you wake up and you're in the wilderness. It's a scene from American Primeval. And now the frontier is out there. What do I do? Well, one sport nobody cares about until right about now, it happens to be Rico's specialty. So we're going to do day zero. What you've missed while watching real sports. College Hoops Edition. Good luck. You won't know who plays where. Rico, take us all to church.
Well, Michael, and everybody out there who is just starting to pay attention to college hoops, let me start by saying this. It just means more.
The SEC's dominant.
The SEC is the best conference in college hoops. If you are just starting to watch, don't freak out when you see 4 of the top 8 teams are from the SEC.
Bama, Auburn, Kentucky, Tennessee. Did I have the 4 right?
Yeah.
Kind of feel good about that?
Auburn won. Yes. Auburn is 1. Alabama is 4. Tennessee is 8. And I'm sorry, and Florida is 5.
And Kentucky, they're good too, right?
Kentucky just lost 2 in a row.
Oh, my bad.
But they're sitting there at, I think, 11.
And they brought back those throwback uniforms from the 90s with their new coach. They look nice.
Okay.
So, yes.
So, the SEC is doing in hoops what they're supposed to do in football.
But isn't college basketball better with Florida being good?
I've never liked Florida, but...
Well, you weren't a big Teddy DuPay fan?
No.
Okay. You didn't like J-Dubs? No. Jason Williams? No. Huh?
No. But, right. Yes, the SEC is the most dominant team in college hoops.
Number 2.
UConn, the back-to-back title team, national title, not that good this year. It looks to be that maybe the NIL and everything that UConn wanted to do and bringing in the players not happening, and the coach is melting down a little bit, saying, hey, telling refs, don't you effing turn your back to me. I'm the best coach in hoops.
I mean, Dan Hurley's the man, but you know what it appears to me is that they're like, just wake us up when the tournament gets here. And it might be too late by that point, but you're right. Some of the transfers they brought in, who was that point guard they brought in? Mike loved him from St. Mary's.
Oh, Aiden Mahaney.
Yeah, it's just, it seems like it's not translating. They have a big freshman.
Well, he's also 3,000 miles away. He grew up in a small town right near St. Mary's. He plays at St. Mary's, was like playing at your local church.
Yeah.
And now you're at UConn. Like, look, they got that Stephen Castle kid. Didn't they get him from East Carolina? And
yep.
He turned into, look, you're not going to hit every transfer.
Right.
And you're not going to win it every year. So, like, it doesn't surprise me. But when Rico told me, when I saw the Hurley thing, don't you turn your back. I go, oh, my dear. Oh, boy.
He's crazy.
Speaking of that, let's just stick with that theme.
Crazy.
Just because you went out and spent a ton of money and brought in all these transfer players doesn't mean it works out. I'm looking at you, Kansas, and I'm looking at you, Arkansas.
All right. May I ask a question, even though it's your blitz?
Yeah.
I want to ask to the both of you. Are these fair or unfair opinions? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The game has passed John Calipari by.
I think it's unfair. I think he still knows what he's doing. It's just there's too much
parody.
Putting
on a suit jacket?
No, I mean, he still gets basketball, but there's a lot of parody now. He's not just going to get it because of who he is. He's not going to get those top players anymore.
I'm just saying, what does he want in 15 years?
I don't think it's passed him by, but what I think he needs to learn how to do, and this is going to sound silly because it's talking about a coach, he needs to learn how to develop players. It's not simply, I got 40% of the NBA has come through me. So that's really how they've won so many games. Just because you have NBA players doesn't mean you win. Go ahead.
Name one word to describe Bill Self. Besides scumbag.
Arrogant.
That's a good word.
Okay. Because the roster construction, his arrogance is why they're in the spot they're in.
Yes.
Kansas, they're not a well-put-together team.
And you just can't win with Hunter Dickinson. I'm sorry, you can't win with a one-trick pony as your big.
I mean, they went out and they stole Wisconsin's best player in A.J. Store.
And he got worse.
And Wisconsin got better.
What about O.G. Ababadabi?
Yeah. Speaking of which, Rutgers has two NBA players, but they're not that great as well. Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. They'll probably be 2 and 3 in the NBA draft, but not that good. But if you're wondering who the best players are in the Big Ten, they reside with Rutgers.
Nice sport.
It's crazy. I'm just sick of hearing how great of a coach that they have.
What, Bob Rice or whatever his name
is? Like he don't win. And he's got these great players. And then you watch him play against Michigan State over the weekend. Harper was non-existent. He might have been hanging out with his dad. I don't know what was going on. But Ace Bailey, he's just a chucker. And it's like, just get me to the NBA is what some of these kids are doing.
Yep, nice sport. Really easy to buy into, isn't it?
No, there's a lot of parody in college hoops.
Next. Number four.
Number four. Cooper Flagg of Duke is the best player in college hoops.
He's welfare Wembanyama. True or false?
Oh, wow. I can't say that.
I wouldn't put him. It's an unfair comparison.
To call him welfare version?
I think that's giving up too. I mean, dude, Wemby,
I don't think we've seen anything like
that. You haven't.
But Flagg is the best player in college hoops. And, dude, watching him the other day sit up at the podium and Shire's talking about how much the team has not played zone ever with Duke. And he looks at Flagg. He's like, have you ever played zone? He goes, nope. Not a day in his life.
The ACC is bad this year. I know it's normally the best conference in hoops. There's Duke. There's Louisville. And that's about it.
By the way, shout out to Louisville because they've been dreadful the last few years.
Yes.
Dreadful. So, nice to see them back. I'm with you. The SEC is a complete nothing burger.
Yeah.
It's awful. Every team you... And by the way, Hubert Davis hit the bricks.
Isn't it crazy that they keep trying to bring in these coaches into North Carolina and they just fail? And
you've got to be a Tar Heel, man. I'm kidding.
When are schools going to get rid of that crap?
Just wait till MSU does it. They're going to hire Ernie DeCan, man.
Oh, boy. Unless he's dead. All right. For those who haven't paid attention.
Meaning everyone.
There's two names, two universities that are back.
Okay.
St. John's and Memphis are also back. They are actually good teams, both in the top 25.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes.
Did you two hear Patino's comment late last week towards the weekend? They had just blown the doors off Seton Hall.
Yeah.
This is where it's tough for me. They stole Seton Hall's best player. And he goes, guys, he ain't here because he wants to play for me. And he didn't leave Seton Hall because he don't want to play for Shaheen Holloway. It's simple. I got more money than Shaheen. I go, awesome sport. He basically described his best player as a hostage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the truth, but you got it. You got to like watching Memphis. Anybody that grew up in the 90s, you got to root for Penny Hardaway, right?
That's me with Patino. With St. John's.
I mean, that's me with Penny. I mean, I see the shoes.
I go back to the Felipe Lopez era.
All I hear is little Penny saying, I love little Penny, man. Chris Rock, he was so good.
That was a classic.
But I will give it to you. Yes, schools like that. I miss Cincinnati being good. The 90s.
Yeah, with Kenyon Martin.
Danny Fortson.
But if Kenyon didn't break his leg, State would have never won the national championship.
That's probably true.
That's one of the biggest butterfly effects in college hoops.
Hell yeah.
It really was.
What about Scoony Penn? All right, go ahead.
Iowa State, not Kansas, is the best team in the Big 12.
I'm going to stay with Houston. I'm convinced all their players are 35 years old, and they're tough as nails. But Otzelberger has done an unbelievable job. But they're in some trouble tonight. Ooh. They are underdogs at unranked Arizona. But yes, ISU's for real.
Yeah, they are for real. And after watching Kansas collapse to Houston over the weekend, I turned that game off. And then I was like, whoa, what happened? They turned it over?
Yeah, three straight possessions.
Oh, my God.
It was epic.
6 points with like 18 seconds left.
And Houston makes, Fog Allen.
Houston makes every play.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
They're tough as nails.
Yeah. And guys, here's something that if you just started following Hoops and you're locally, the two local schools are two of the three best teams in the Big Ten, Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan State undefeated in the Big Ten. Michigan has lost two games in the Big Ten, but both teams win a lot of games.
So do this for the people, each of you. 30-second or less scouting report on Michigan and Michigan State for people that are going to rise like Jesus on Easter to watch college hoops.
For Michigan, you got two things that are going for you. It's Wolf and it's Vlad Golden. Your 2 7-footers, they play a great pick-and-roll game together, and they score a lot of points in the paint. The problem with Michigan, they turn the ball over a ton because Wolf is your de facto point guard, and he's 7 feet tall. So you don't have anybody. That's how you lost to Purdue, because you turned the ball over, I think, 22 times at Mackey.
It was impressive.
Normally means you're going to lose. But that those two, when they're in sync, they're unstoppable, because you have to pick your poison between Golden and Wolf of who's going to win. For Michigan State, probably Tom's most balanced team that he's had since 2019, because there's nobody at the top of the whiteboard that you have to stop. Because everybody does just enough and does their job that they keep winning, but they're a team without a superstar on it. And I think that's what's helped them so far, because there's no one that you say you got to stop Tyson Walker. There's nobody on the team that
here's
you have
to stop. Here's what's
going to
kill them in the tournament. They can't shoot the three. True or false?
Now, that was the last thing, is they are one of the worst three-point shooting teams.
They've shot it better this year than they did last. I think not having your point guard get shot in the middle of the year is a big uplift for Michigan State.
I've heard that.
Michigan's biggest downfall is going to be their guards. It really, really is. I mean, these fans are scapegoating this kid, Gale, that came in from Ohio State, and Enrico's right. But any team that can match up with two bigs, which is probably like five teams in America, will give Michigan fits, but it's their guards that are going to cost them games.
Let me ask you a question. Since you two are the experts, I just try to fill in the blanks. I give you these five teams or the field. We'll revisit this before the tournament.
Okay.
These five teams to win the national title or the field. Ready? Iowa State, Alabama, Auburn. Who am I missing? Florida. And there's one more. Who am I missing in there, buddy?
Houston.
Those five are the field.
Give them again.
I'm going to say the field. All those teams choke in the tournament.
Okay. No,
Iowa State.
It was basically your best SEC teams plus
Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take the field.
You're going field.
I'm going to go field.
There it is.
I'm going to go field, because you know what? You know who's a team that could just win, but they will come from the SEC? Could be Kentucky. When Kentucky's on fire, they'll score 110 points without blinking.
And I like their new coach. I really do. I think
he's a former player there.
Yeah, and that's why he brought back the throwbacks that he used to wear when he was there. And Auburn, you always see fail. Like, I know that they're a great team, but they always fail in the tournament. Well, Houston fails in the tournament.
You shut your mouth.
They do. Girl. They choke.
That is not true. I will not tolerate Houston Cougar slander.
Yeah, and then you
love those guys.
You got to hope that Jahani stays healthy. So,
Johnny Broom, still in school, year 12.
Jahani.
NIL, man.
Fun fact, he played for Morehead State in 86. He's still in school. He's had two full careers.
He guarded Never Nervous, Purvis.
Yeah, 1986, yeah. Elite Eight. All right, that is your While You Were Sleeping Catch Up to Speed College Basketball Primer.